Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
53 after the hour now. Time for a trip to your soul, as if you're a chicken. Did chickens have souls? You know, I haven't even asked Amy that question. Amy Newmark is from the...
I'm sure she's going to be ready to answer. You drop on a deep life question like that.
You're right. Do chickens really have souls? All right, actually, we're going to talk about how to say no and reclaim your calendar, an inspiration from one of the Chicken Soup books, The Joy of Less. Amy Newmark with us here in a moment.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy, cheap psychological trick that will have your kid begging for a bath? Well, it's tough getting many a kid tubbed and scrubbed, but fortunately, there's a way to get the kid in the tub every day. Here's the developmental science of it. Try theme baths. This is a good way to handle reluctant bathers. You know, you could make a toy fishing pole and let your kid pretend to catch rubber fish, but please, no real hooks. Or how about silly bath night? Still, one of my favorites. Not only use lots of bubble bath and silly string, but blow bubbles too. And then there's water balloon bath night. What's the cheap psychological trick? Make bathing fun with theme nights, and then as they get into the routine of the bath, the fun bath can turn into just one night a week. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, with Turntable, you're a DJ playing music in a social room of choice. Fun idea, full of bugs. Needs Facebook to work? Turntable. Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
55 past the hour. Amy Newmark, do chickens have souls?
All I can tell you is that chicken soup for the soul has plenty of soul.
Oh.
I don't know how chicken soupy it is for me to be coming on today and saying, okay, I'm going to teach you how to say no. Is that chicken soupy?
Yeah, it is. It's sort of, it's a way to help you in your life. And that's what the Chicken Soup for the Soul books are all about, helping you in your life. And in this circumstance, what Amy wants to explain to all of us is how you can say no and thus control your life better. This is a big lesson for me because I'm very bad at saying no. I'm getting a little better at it, but for the most part, somebody asks me to do something, I say, yep. And I don't really think about necessarily what ramifications there are on other things that I may have said I'm going to do.
Exactly. So you're a very nice, helping person. And so what we're trying to teach people, and we get hundreds of stories from people who have finally figured this out, is that you have to say no to the things that don't really matter. You'll still be busy all day long, but you'll be saying yes to the things do matter.
Okay, so let's twist it around a little bit, Amy. I've never put myself first. It just happens. If you believe in astrology and you understand where I come from, Scorpio is my sun sign, and my moon is in Pisces, and my rising sign is Aquarius. I am the perfect poster person for fixing everything. I'm a fixer. I don't think about myself. I do things for people. And sometimes it bites me in the butt. Sometimes it's just not good for me. Whereas a lot of other people put themselves first. Is there a happy medium?
What our people have realized is that they can still be just as busy. They're not sitting around eating bonbons. But they've learned to say yes to the things that really, that they're passionate about. So if you're asked to do a lot of volunteer work and help a lot of people, do the thing you're passionate about. And then when somebody asks you to do something that you don't want to do, say, I'm sorry, I'm very busy doing such and such instead. Mm-hmm. And then you really do what you love, what makes you feel good. And if you're doing something you're passionate about, that's just the same as having what everybody calls me time.
We all need to think about that sometimes. And just the fact we have so much social media and all of these smartphones and stuff, they grab our time as well. Maybe what we ought to be saying is no to them. Shut them off.
Our book is filled with stories about people just going cold turkey on their devices. Yeah. No more Facebook, Twitter, etc.
Yeah, right. Whenever I look for things on Chicken Soup for the Soul, I'm amazed. How many of you know there are like 250 books, Chicken Soup for the Soul books, all kinds of titles, all kinds of focus. And there are podcasts. You can go to chickensoup.com for the podcast and get the information there. You go to DougStephan.com, get the podcast, and then the books that are published all over the world. This is a very inspirational series of books, and I love Amy's approach to things. So lesson for today, just say no. Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Joy of Less. That's the focus here. Check out the podcast, I say, at DougStephan.com. 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.